Maybe I should have told Alan where to find the Cleveland Browns music, but we'll go with this as well. Because it's kind of happy. It's happy music.
Can you believe it?
The Browns have won their home opener for the first time in, a decade? Scott Petrek from the Chronicle-Telegram joins us. Scott, are we talking about a decade of drought at this point?
Yeah, it was 2004. That was the only time they won their home opener since they've been back.
We are now 1-1. I don't want to jump ahead, but we take on the Ravens next week. So another important battle coming up on Sunday. But let's look back at yesterday's game. How did you think it played out, and what was your mood or sense while the game was going on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that happened in that game. They, they got off to a fast start, which was a problem in Pittsburgh. That's the reason they lost in Pittsburgh. They got down 24 at halftime, and then yesterday they got up 10-0. They seemed to rattle Drew Brees early in the game, and he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they got off to a 10-0 lead, and then there were some lulls. And it looked like it was going to get away from him, and they had an extra point that they botched. It seemed like it was going to be the difference in the game, and they're down 1 point with, 2:46 left. But then Brian Hoyer did what it looks like he does. He did it in his first start against Minnesota. He led a fourth-quarter drive. He did it in his second start against Cincinnati last year. He led a fourth-quarter drive to put the game away. And he did it yesterday. He's backed up on his four-yard line, didn't panic. Was poised, converted a bunch of third downs, won giant fourth down, and then they took advantage of a breakdown in the Saints' defense for the final big completion, and they get the game-winning field goal. Usually the Browns aren't the team that makes the big play at the end of the game, but yesterday they were, and they won the game.
You say, and then they got the game-winning field goal. Now, we got closer, so it was kind of an easy thing for Billy Cundiff. However, with that in their mind, that sort of botched extra point, what kind of pressure was really on them at that moment?
Well, yeah, it does have an effect. And Billy kind of after the game said that, it's a testament to Christian Yount, the long snapper, that he put it out of his head and the snap was fine and the hold was good. If you can screw up an extra point, you can screw up a 29-yard field goal. So, and Yount has been real reliable since he got here. I mean, he's been here 3 or 4 years now. But in the opener, he had a low one that Spencer Lanning, the punter/holder, had to kind of dig out of the dirt. So I think, Yount's trying to find his rhythm there. But it was a clean snap and clean hold, and, you're supposed to make 29-yard field goals, and that's what they did. So if he missed it, then it would have been another win that the Browns would slip away. But they didn't, and they're 1-1. They got Mike Pettine's first win. They got, they kind of get over that hump early. You don't have to carry around, when are they going to win? When are they going to win? And if they can beat Baltimore at home next week, all of a sudden they're 2-1 and going into the bye week. And there are a lot of people that thought this team would be 0-3 at the bye. So they got a chance to be well ahead of where everyone thought they would be.
The players must have really been excited. Crowd there, home opener. I guess it was tough for them to leave the field, or even the fans to leave the field yesterday.
Well, yeah, there's some good, I got my head down and I'm writing, but then you go back and I was watching some footage and, the team celebrated, the players celebrated with the fans. I think Alex Mack jumped into the dog pound and Phil Taylor was high-fiving guys at the other end and, Mike Pettine was pointing up into the crowd. It was just, the home opener is when you're supposed to be as excited as you can be. And, the Browns are coming off a loss, so I'm sure that excitement was dimmed a little bit. Were muted a little bit, but it was really loud. It affected Drew Brees early. He had to call 3 timeouts really early in the first half, which is unlike a team like New Orleans. And then I think the crowd got nervous when the lead was taken away, but then it got loud at the end. So, it's a big win, and if you can just, that's one of the problems the Browns have had since they've been back. You can't keep that excitement. You can't keep that momentum because the season started off so poorly that, you can't get excited when you're 0-5 and the playoffs are a pipe dream. And we saw how excited everybody got last year. I think it was last year. The Browns were 3-3 or 3-4, and we're talking about a game having playoff implications. Imagine if they were actually 4-2 and, headed toward the playoffs. I think the excitement would be remarkable. So it was good that everybody could enjoy, the win yesterday. And then if they come back next week with Baltimore, everybody will be excited. It'll be another sellout. And they got a chance to put some wins together because the schedule gets a little bit easier after the bye week.
it's also a confidence builder, knowing that if this team is down, there's the chance that they can score and come back. Last year we went through a lot of times where we thought if a score gets too out of hand, there's no chance for us. But that's a whole different attitude this year.
Well, right. I mean, look at the Pittsburgh game. They were 24 down at halftime, and they came back to tie it and had a chance to win. That says something about your team. Yesterday, they were up behind, and not only did the offense make the key drive at the end of the game, which is how most games in the NFL are won. Somebody makes a play late, it's usually the team with the better quarterback. Well, Drew Brees is a better quarterback than Brian Hoyer, but Brian Hoyer won the game. When I picked New Orleans to win, it was because I thought it would be close, and Drew Brees would make one more play late in the game. Well, it was Brian Hoyer who made the one more play late in the game, and he did it without Jordan Cam and Ben Tate and Josh Gordon, which is saying something else about him and the system and offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. But also, don't forget the defense. Tayshaun Gibson had an interception return for a touchdown in the first half, which is six because they missed the extra point, six crucial points. And then Carlos Dansby had a sack in the fourth quarter that moved the Saints out of field goal range, forced a punt that set up the winning drive. Instead of a four-point deficit when you need a touchdown, it's a one-point deficit. The whole last drive is different.
Speaking of different, every week are different players or different names. We got to buy a program to know the roster. Obviously, you know them because you see them a lot, but a lot of names that we didn't expect to see so much in the stats are really making good plays. Talk about some of those players.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you have injuries, and it's a 53-man roster for a reason, and that's what all the coaches and players will tell you. But you look like a guy like Gary Barnidge. Jordan Cameron is a Pro Bowl tight end. Well, he hurt his shoulder in the opener, didn't practice last week, couldn't play, deactivated, or inactive. So then Gary Barnidge and Jim Dre are your two tight ends to play. Jim Dre is more of a blocker. Gary Barnidge a little bit more of a receiver, but he's still a blocker too. He'd never had more than three catches in a game. Yesterday, the career-high four catches, makes a crucial 3rd-and-13 catch where he falls backward for a first down on a touchdown drive to give the Browns a lead in the third quarter. Then he makes a 4th-and-6 play, the biggest play in the game, on that winning drive. He wouldn't be in the game if Jordan Cameron were healthy, but he is, and he makes two crucial plays. And if you just look at in the running backs, and hey, it's kind of funny, Andrew Hawkins, the receiver, nicknamed on the baby backs, and it's Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell, two rookies, are seeing much more playing time because Ben Tate is out with a knee injury, probably miss again next week, hope to come back after the bye. And Tate has a touchdown. Both of them are effective. Both of them have been effective in 2 weeks. They have three touchdowns between them in 2 weeks, and there's a couple of rookie running backs I'm not sure they were counting on a whole lot of production from. So that's the kind of thing you need to win games in this league.
Well, we'll see how they continue on in the weeks ahead, whether other teams know how to scheme against them or they continue to grow and gain confidence, as all young players do as they continue on. Scott Petrick with the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read him in the CT. Also, we will talk with you next Monday, hopefully on the other side of a Ravens victory. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thanks.